patience pour nous gagner l'autre soleil. Grâce à Zange, il m'était pour protéger. Nous toujours en insécurité, unfortunately. En nous demandant pour Dieu une chance pour le délivrer le pays d'Haïti.
Good morning and welcome to St. Patrick's Cathedral for the celebration of the Eucharist on the fourth Sunday of Easter. The program is available at www.stpatrickscathedral.org/live. Our celebrant is His Eminence Timothy Cardinal Dolan, the Archbishop of New York. Please stand and join in singing the entrance hymn, This is the Feast, number 794, in the Blue St. Michael Hymnal.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, peace be with you. How welcome you are for Sunday Mass here at America's Parish Church, St. Patrick's Cathedral. We welcome those who unite with us at home on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129, the Catholic Faith Network, and our own live streaming. This is Good Shepherd Sunday, and in a particular way at Mass today, we're praying for the healing and the protection of Jesus, the Good Shepherd, for our beloved Haiti. Our beloved Haiti. They're our neighbors. They're suffering. We're blessed with so many priests and sisters and great, great neighbors and lay people from Haiti here in the Archdiocese, and we love them, and we love the country from which they came, and we're praying hard for them because they're in distress. I'm grateful for the company of the Nuncio, the Holy Father's representative to the United Nations, Archbishop Gabriel Cacha, reminding us nobody speaks more of Haiti than the Holy Father. And I'm very happy that Bishop Jacques Favre June, the Bishop of Charleston, South Carolina, who himself comes from Haiti, is with us. Thank you, Brother Bishops, Brother Priests. Thank you. The ambassador is here with us, and members of the diplomatic corps and representatives from that noble nation of Haiti. You're very welcome here. That we might offer this holy sacrifice of the Mass the more worthily, we call to mind our sins and ask for the mercy of Jesus. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Et in terra pax hominibus bonae voluntatis.
Gratia sativus in libro terma.
Let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, lead us to a share in the joys of heaven so that your humble flock may reach where that brave good shepherd has gone before, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, said, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The stone rejected by the builders has become the
better.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called the children of God. Yet, so we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
From the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice. And there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down, and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Archbishop Kacha and Bishop Favre Jun, my brother priests and deacons, so many religious women and men, Brother Tyrone, and leadership from our cultural diversity office, distinguished ambassador and members of the diplomatic corps, so many of our faithful people, especially from our beloved Haiti, how welcome you are. Let's see. 3 weeks ago, we had Easter Sunday. 2 weeks ago, we had Divine Mercy Sunday. And today, the fourth Sunday of Easter, is Good Shepherd Sunday, as Jesus reveals himself as our Good Shepherd. No surprise, because the role of a shepherd is so extolled in the Holy Bible. You think of King David, that was called from the fields to be the king of Israel, a shepherd. You think of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, the most beloved of all the Psalms. You think of the shepherds in Bethlehem that first Christmas, the first to hear the message of the birth of the Savior. So no wonder Jesus tells us today, I am the good shepherd. Now, it's kind of important for us to realize the characteristics, the traits of a shepherd, especially in the time of the Bible. A shepherd would always know his sheep. Sometimes even when the flocks would get intermingled, a good shepherd would always know which sheep were his. Jesus, our good shepherd, knows us. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows the number of the hairs on our head, which for some of us is easy to count. This good shepherd protects his sheep. The good shepherd protects his sheep from the wolf and the fox and the wildcat, from the storms and the cliffs and the briars. He doesn't want to lose his sheep. He tenderly protects him. And Jesus, our good shepherd, protects us from sin and Satan and peril. A good shepherd stays with his sheep no matter what would happen, bad weather, threats, attack. The good shepherd remains with his sheep as Jesus remains with us in his grace in our hearts in the most holy Eucharist. The good shepherd talks to his sheep. If you've ever watched a shepherd in action, you will see him clicking, making sounds that he can communicate with his sheep. And Jesus, our good shepherd, talks to us. He just spoke to us in the gospel, didn't he? He speaks to us in our heart. The good shepherd finds the sheep when they're lost, and Jesus finds us when we're lost and in distress. The good shepherd leads his sheep to food and water. Jesus, the good shepherd, leads us to the waters of baptism and the food of the Holy Eucharist. And the good shepherd's willing to die for his sheep. Jesus, our good shepherd, died on the cross for our salvation. Jesus is our good shepherd. Here's something very clear, my brothers and sisters. You might, but it's rare that you would see one sheep all by himself, one lamb all alone. If there's one lamb all alone, that lamb is lost, or that lamb is going to die, or that lamb is going to be attacked. The sheep have to remain in the flock together with the shepherd, so that they can go on. And my brothers and sisters, we're gathered here this morning because the members of our flock in Haiti feel all alone. Their country is in indescribable distress. They're kind of used to it. But from what we hear, this is more abysmal than usual, with the corruption, with the violence, with the lack of hope, with the attacks, with the promises broken. There seems to be so much suffering in Haiti that those noble, magnificent people feel like sheep separated from the flock. And this morning at our Sunday Mass at America's Parish Church, we say to Haiti, you're not alone. You're members of this flock. We love you. You're our neighbors close by, just south of the United States. We know your bishops and priests. We know your deacons and religious women and men. We know your brave Haitian people who are here with us in the Archdiocese. We know the Venerable Pierre Toussaint, one of us, a saint one day, a cause for which we all work very hard, who was one of us. We know you, Haiti. We love you. You're not a lamb all alone. You're a member of the flock. And the Good Shepherd, we trust, when everybody else has let you down, will not fail to come through. You and I know as believers, that sometimes when things get so bad and we don't know what else to do, about the only thing we can do is pray. And that's what we do this morning at this Mass of Deliverance and Supplication for Haiti. We pray with them and for them as members of the same flock. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray.
For Holy Father, Pope Francis, our Shepherd, Timothy Cardinal Dolan.
Thank you.
And all clergy, religious, and laity, that they may be holy and effective in their mission to draw all to Christ. Let us pray. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pour peuple haïtien, ak pour nous tous qui réuni ici là jodia, ini na la foi nous, c'est pour nous reconnaître notre tête nous. Ak nan lot moun ke nou se pitit bon Diye, ki merite viv nan yon sosyete kote ti moun yo kapab ale l'ekol, paran yo kapab bay fami yo manje, violans, aksam, epi ensekirite ka sispan, epi dignite la vi tout moun respekte.
We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pour peuple haïtien, especially moun ki ap endire méchanceté, ak violans ou pa ka imagine an Haiti. Pou yo kapab jwen compassion ke yo merite avec justice. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Pour tous ceux qui sont malades, en particulier ceux de notre paroisse et de nos propres familles, puissent-ils connaître le pouvoir de guérison de la relation avec Dieu et trouver le soutien nécessaire. We pray to the Lord. Pour les dirigeants des nations dont les politiques affectent la vie du peuple haïtien, qu'ils aient la grâce de voir dans le visage de chaque Haïtien un enfant de Dieu qui mérite de vivre dans un pays en paix où il peut rêver, grandir et prospérer. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all our beloved dead, that they may enjoy the fullness of eternal life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. We seek the powerful intercession of the patroness of Haiti, our mother of perpetual help, and the intercession of the venerable Pierre Toussaint, as we make these and all of our prayers through Christ our Lord.
Tenir une lampe allumée, choisir avec toi la confiance, aimer et c'est savoir aimer. Croiser ton regard dans le poudre, brûler à l'épreuve de ta voix. Savoir reconnaître ton bas, trouver dans ma vie ta présence. Ta présence, tenir une lampe allumée, choisir avec toi la confiance, aimer et c'est ça.
watch this out anymore.
Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, our Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice of your hands for the praise and glory of this name, for our good of all of this holy church.
Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord, our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to laud you yet more gloriously, when Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. For with the old order destroyed, a universe cast down is renewed, and integrity of life is restored to us in Christ. Therefore, overcome with Easter joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. Even the heavenly powers with the angels and saints sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim. Fount of all holiness, make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord, Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit.
Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, and Timothy, our bishop, and all the clergy.
Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be coerced into eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Audemus dicere. Lord, we pray, from every evil, graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Brothers and sisters, let's share each other the sigh of peace.
Peace be with you. Takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed.
Christ.
We
Let us pray. Look upon your flock, Good Shepherd, and be pleased to settle in eternal pastures the sheep you have redeemed by the most precious blood of your Son, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Your Eminence, as you were preaching, the word that comes to mind was comfort, comfort, comfort ye my people. Word from the good prophet Jeremiah. I thank you, Your Eminence, this morning for your presence, the intention offered on behalf of our beloved Haiti for its peace, deliverance, and also your words have touched all of us deeply. We heard your call to be here this morning. We have heard your voice. We heard your message of hope and prayers. How providential. Only a good shepherd knows how to console his flock. Thank you. I thank you on behalf of your flock, for all the communities who are here. We certainly know you have heard our cry as well. No bouquet. No bouquet. It's the cry of some. Your Eminence, it is the cry of some of God's people saying, enough, enough. Lamenting like the prophet of old for decades over the suffering of the people of Haiti. It is a cry and also it is a prayer. While we are crying, O Lord, what has befallen us, look and see our disgrace. We are worn out, no bouquet. But we also cry out in faith that the favors of the Lord are not exhausted. His mercies are not spent. They are renewed each morning. So great is his faithfulness. This is why this morning, it's a great morning. Thank you, Your Eminence, on behalf of all of us.
Thank you, Lavelle. Thank you. Father Lavelle, my brother priests and bishops, dear sisters and brothers and members of God's people, particularly those who look to Haiti as their beloved homeland, thank you. Thank you. Anytime we can unite with the Good Shepherd in showing love and care for his sheep in distress is an occasion of honor. And that's what's happened here at St. Patrick's this morning. Thank you. I want to let you know that, our own Venerable Pierre Toussaint is interred under the main altar. So if anyone would like to venerate his tomb and pray for his Haiti, you can do so if you come around to the back and go down to the crypt. I want to ask your prayers as well as our Jewish neighbors prepare to begin Passover tomorrow evening. The Lord be with you. Through the intercession of our Mother of Perpetual Help, to whom the people of Haiti particularly look for solace. Through the intercession of the Venerable Pierre Toussaint and St. Patrick, our own patron, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Mass is ended. Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Regina Celi, laetare, alleluia, quiaque meruisti portare, alleluia, resurrexit, sicut dixit, alleluia, ora pro nobis Deum, alleluia. Please join in singing this joyful Easter tide, number 795, in the Blue St. Michael hymnal.